Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
All you bake bread, biscuits, cakes, and pies. With Martha White, silk fries and flour.
And one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, silk fries and flour. It's got hot rags. Cakes and pies with Martha White, silk fries and flour.
Then one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, silk fries and flour. It's got hot rags.
Are you gonna do this one?
I'm ready. Do you have to pop it? Yeah. Yeah.
Here's your water.
One of the nice things that's for us about coming to Merlefest since the beginning was when you play this kind of music, you grow up having heroes, you grow up having people that you admire and you listen to and you kind of revere. And for all of us, Doc Watson was certainly one of our big influences and heroes and inspirations. And we got to do an awful lot of stuff with Doc and Merle, but it's always nice to come here for that reason, too. Just had to say that. Just felt like I had to share that with you all. This is one that, you know, when we first started out, we got to play in a lot of bars, which is one of the joys of being in a young band. And so we got some, in fact, our very first gig ever was playing at a bar in a hotel in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the four of us playing together. And it was during a weight loss convention. And we were the entertainment 5 nights in a row at the lounge at the Ramada Inn in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And that was kind of how we first got to know each other and started thinking about songs we might want to play. And it was an interesting experience. One of the requests that came up from the audience during those 5 nights was, do you know anything other than that twangy-wangy stuff? So we thought long and hard about the twangy-wangy stuff, and we started thinking about how we might weave in a gospel tune or something like that. So this is one of those we did very early on. Haven't done it in a long time. It's called Standing in the Need of Prayer.